Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Saints tight end Foster Moreau feeling down in the dumps from New Orleans. Open in the corner of the end zone late. 30 seconds left. 3rd and 6. Derek Carr, the pass. Fail. Moreau dropped it. You know, he said it's tough in front of every man, woman, and child I've ever known. It's a dark place to be. It's the National Football League. It doesn't come down to one play, but it comes down to one play. The team fought. The team fought as hard as we did, and it's just unacceptable. It's just pathetic. Then they failed to convert on 4th down, and the Jaguars beat them 31-24. Moreau sat on the bench, head in his hands. Everyone on the team tried to console him. That wasn't working. He said, short week, that's a lack of focus, a lack of concentration. It's unacceptable. Of course, Moreau, who had Hodgkin's lymphoma in the offseason, is a spokesman for Crucial Catch, an NFL campaign for screening for cancer. The Saints had painted the end zone with that slogan last night. Alvin Kamara said, you've been through way worse. He said, there's going to be bigger plays. There's going to be more plays out there. I just told him, man, he's blessed for what he's been through. That ain't nothing. I ain't worried about Foss not making that play. Honestly, I don't think we should be in that position right there where we're looking at it like, oh, man, he should have caught it. Of course he should have caught it. He knows he should have caught it. Anybody in that position right there should have caught it. We're pros. But Foss, man, if there's anybody out there that cares, that's uplifting his teammates, that's doing everything he can to try to get a win and uplift everybody else and get them in the right frame of mind to win, it's him. Man, I'm not worried about that. It is what it is. Derek Carr said, our job as brothers and as family, as teammates, is to go rally around him. I've been in that moment where you miss a throw and you throw a bad pick and something like that. You feel like everybody hates you. Our job as teammates is to put your arm around them and keep them pushing. To see our teammates react that way shows we have a good group, because I've seen in moments like that where everybody just starts pointing fingers. I've never been a believer just because it happens in that moment. There's so many things that we could have done that would have, you know, put us in a better position. Wouldn't even have put him in that situation. So, overall, Travis Etienne ran for 2 touchdowns. They had a pick 6 for a score. Christian Kirk's late 44-yard TD after a short catch over the middle gave the Jags the win. Strange that it was an over. The Saints had 12 straight games dating back to last year, all unders until last night. Kirk said, I don't think I've run that fast since college. He went to A&M. That was some vintage stuff. I'm glad I was able to do it in that moment. Lawrence had the knee injury, forced him out of the game against Indy. And then he leads Jacksonville with 59 yards rushing. I told you, he's injured. He'll have the game of his life. They're 5-2 now. They've won 4 straight. He completed 20 of 29 for 204 yards and 1 TD to help the Jags have their best start since they were 5-2 in 2007. He said, it's crazy how you have something like that going on and don't plan on moving a lot. You end up running the ball more than you usually do. It felt pretty good. It didn't bother me too much and definitely didn't set it back. That was the goal, to play. Find a way to win the game and not set it back. Kirk's TD broke a 24-all tie with 3 minutes left. And we all know what happened. Carr's third down pass off Moreau's hands in the back of the end zone. And then fourth down, Olave along the left sideline fell incomplete, and that was that. Jacksonville gave the Saints numerous chances to be in it, losing two fumbles in the first half. They had tons of penalties throughout the game. The Saints rallied from 24-9 down to tie the game on TDs by Taysom Hill on a fourth down run, and then Michael Thomas on a 17-yard catch. And then that was followed by a Kamara two-point conversion. Carr, 33 of 55 for 301 yards. New Orleans outgained Jacksonville 407 to 330. But as usual, they couldn't finish drives in the end zone. They couldn't score. They couldn't get points. ATN, the first player in Jags history to rush for two touchdowns in three straight games. He had a one around the left end for a 17-yard score. That made it 14-3. So the Jags keep winning. Next up for them, how about a game in Pittsburgh against the Steelers on the 29th? The Saints visit Indianapolis the same day. So here's the slate on Sunday. The 1 o'clock starts with Bills and Pats at Gillette and Foxborough. Buffalo laying 8.5. 40 is the total. Josh Allen's thrown for over 1,500 yards, 13 TDs, but 6 picks. The Raiders go to Soldier Field to take on the Bears, who don't have a quarterback. Las Vegas is laying 2.5. 37 is the total. The Browns are in Indy against the Colts at Lucas Oil. Cleveland's laying 3. 40 and a hook is the number. Minshew, 882 yards, 3 TDs, 3 picks for the Colts. He's their quarterback now. Richardson's done. He's had shoulder surgery, so his season is wiped. The Commanders take on the G-Man Big Blue at Snoopy and East Rutherford. Washington laying 2.5, 37.5 the total. Sam Howell thrown for 1,500 yards, 9 TDs, but 6 picks. The Falcons are at Raymond James in Tampa against the Bucks. Tampa's laying 2.5, 37 is the total. Ritter has thrown for 1,380 yards, 6 TDs, 6 picks for the Falcons. Bijan's up to 401 yards. Robinson has been a nice addition to the Falcons' offense. The Lions and Ravens, the game of the day perhaps at the bank in the Charm City. Baltimore laying 3, 43 is the total. The Lions are 3-0 on the streets, 5-1 overall. The Ravens are 4-2 overall, 1-1 at home. Jared Goff, 1,600-plus yards, 11 TDs with 3 picks. And that game is going to be sick. Let's look at the 4 o'clock games. The Steelers and Rams at SoHi in Lipstick City. The Rams are laying 3. 44 is the total. Stafford's thrown for almost 1,700 yards, 6 TDs with 5 picks. The Steelers are getting Deontay Johnson back, Freiermuth back. It should help their offense, which has been anemic at best, and everybody wants Matt Canada fired every week. That's getting stale as well. The Cardinals and Seahawks hook up at Lumen Field in the Pacific Northwest in Seattle. The Seahawks are laying 8. 44.5 is the number. Dobbs is thrown for 1,200 yards, 6 TDs for the Cards. Seattle's look pretty sharp. They're 3-2. Cards 1-5. The Packers are in Denver in the Mile High City. Green Bay's 2-3. Denver 1-5. Denver 0-3 at home. Green Bay laying 1. 45 is the total. Russell Wilson, 1,300 yards, 12 TDs with 4 picks. The Chargers and Chiefs hook up at Arrowhead in Kansas City. The Chiefs are laying 5.5. 48 is the total. Mahomes is thrown for almost 1,600 yards and 11 touchdowns with 5 picks. for Kansas City. The Sunday nighter is the Dolphins and Eagles at the Lincoln for Philadelphia. Phillies laying 2.5. 51.5 is the number. Tua Tagovailoa has thrown for almost 1,900 yards, 14 touchdowns with 5 picks. And then the Monday nighter is going to be the Niners and Vikings at the bank in Minneapolis. San Francisco laying 7, 44 is the number. Cousins has thrown for almost 1,700 yards, 14 TDs with 4 picks for the Vikings, who are 0-3 at home. The Niners are 5-1. They lost their first game last week in Cleveland. Thanks to the refs, they're 2-1 away from Santa Clara. Just so we're clear, Jimmy Garoppolo will not play in Sunday's game at the Bears. They'll either turn to Aiden O'Connell or it's going to be Brian Hoyer. You never know what they'll do. Of course, the Bears have rookie Tyson Bagent in line to start a quarterback with Justin Fields having the dislocated thumb. O'Connell, the fourth-round pick out of Purdue, he went like 24-39 with a pick against the Chargers in his start. Asked whether that would help him if he starts at the Bears, he said, you'd hope it would, but also it's a different scheme, different team. So, again, just trying to take it one day at a time. Hoyer said he's prepping like he does every week. He said part of being in that role is you never know. You always prepare for the best and prepare to help the team any way you can. Hoyer passed for 100 yards, 6 of 10 against the Pats, including a 48-yard completion to Trey Tucker. That was the Raiders' longest play of the season. And they asked him if he thought he should be starting in Chicago. He said, well, I mean, it's not up to me. Whatever I play, I want to play good for myself and my teammates, for the coaches. So I played for 15 years, and whatever the situation is, Sunday it is, I'll be ready to go. Deshaun Watson returned to practice on Thursday and was throwing passes. He's had the shoulder injury. Of course, P.J. Walker started in Watson's place last week and would start again versus the Colts if Watson is ruled out for a third straight game. Don't forget the trade deadline is Halloween at 4 p.m. Eastern, and Saquon Barkley says, I don't want to get traded. But like I said, it's not in my control. You never know. They didn't want to pay him.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.